Welcome to the NeuroMasters Podcast, the place to reinvent yourself, master your mind, and change your life. Internationally recognized speaker, coach, and trainer Reg Malhotra will teach you tools to improve your mindset, change your behaviors, and let your relationships thrive. Are you ready to unlock the power of your mind? Here's your host, Reg.
So you can't do that kind of work. So it automatically adjusted to make sure that it's very important to me. And if I have good energy, if I'm creative, because I remember those days, and I think I was talking to Aaron. Aaron, could you ask me that question again? Then I can, you wanted me to share it with the group. So I'm happy to share that because contextually it's such a right moment.
Craig, yes, the question I asked you is, at what point did you decide or learn that energy was your number one value?
Yeah, that's the question you asked me, and I think I responded to you, and I know from what you've told me that. Why did that response mean so much to you? Honestly, like, go look within. Why did that response mean that much to you that you mentioned that I should mention to the whole group?
One, it resonated with my nervous system. I get chills thinking about it now. I even used it as an anchor. But first, your state changed, and I can tell you were very reflective on it, and it was so genuine. It came from your heart. It kind of changed some of my values, because I generally put a God or energy outside of me, above me anyway. But it just really resonated with me, mostly because you were so genuine about it, and it just hit me that way. Just so honest.
I got you. So what's possible is when I shared that answer, because values are so powerful for us that I went, would you agree, Aaron, then what I'm hearing is that I went into a different state? Is that what you said? Just talking about
it. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So values are important to me, that when I was explaining to him that I went into these states because it was so meaningful to me, and I had to go to different places in my mind to search the different pieces, because really, honestly, no one's really asked me that until Aaron did. So I've never really had to answer that. So I will answer that now. It's a special request from Aaron to mention it to the whole group, because some people may or may not connect with it. The purpose of this story is twofold. One is so you can see how meaningful a value can be even when you talk about it, and how you come alive, how your body and your mind and your physiology behaves. But the other point is that I think we've got to cut the bullshit. I think we've got to stop saying fluffy values because they sound good to others. First, you've got to know what your true value is. We've got to stop around with that. We've got to be real. This alone took me a little while, because every time I had to talk about values, like you go into companies, I'm sure people have done corporate, the Angelas, Matthews, Tims, I bet you you've seen on these little signs, teamwork, integrity, honesty. These little values are on the wall. Go have a look in the company. Ain't nobody actualizing those values. They're not even spoken about. But they look good. We cannot do that as an individual. So for me, energy, how it became a value, or how I realized it was such an extreme value, was what was happening was a process of self-observation. And so there was a point in my life that every day when I left work, generally between 5 to 10 minutes. Yeah, Angela, you will find your people who want to hear that. Those are the people who will be like, you know what? Here's a leader, here's a coach, here's somebody who's walking into this board of directors, this meeting, this CEO, and said, you know what? It's enough. You want to change or not? You want your company's results to be this way or not? Because I need you to stop f***ing around. Are you with me? Say aye. And if they say no, they're not your ideal client. And I bet you, I guarantee you, there are clients who will be like, holy. So what happened was, I'm experiencing these times in my life where I'm leaving work and I'm I get in the car and within 5 to 10 minutes, and that was daily, I had a headache that went from this side. It was like this ribbon from this side, like wrapped around my forehead. And I remember I would have an apple all the time. I would always have an apple because that's the only thing that gave me a temporary sense of relief, because I was distracted having the apple while I'm driving, because the headache was every day on my way home. So I'm thinking, okay, now I'm home, the headache should go. But it didn't happen. It was there, there was a sense of heaviness, and I'm like, well, what's happening? I don't know. And then, you know, at some point I would try and distract myself by having alcohol. And I noticed that when I had alcohol, I was in a very low energy state. It felt like a high energy state, but it was eventually a low energy state. Anyway, that was one thing that was happening. And I started to look at that, and I noticed that when I'm at work, I'm unstimulated. I have low energy levels. I was literally walking out like this at break time. There was no energy. And then rather than dismiss it, I started to take interest in where am I lit up? Where am I alive? And when I would go to these kind of seminars and these kind of, or when I would have certain conversations, I noticed that my energy levels were really high. There's a couple of points probably missing, Aaron, from what I told you, as I reflect upon that now. You know, when I was working out, my energy levels were high. And then when I was around in certain environments, it was like I could do anything. And then I started to observe people more carefully. I noticed that people who have certain results in life, I barely saw anybody who has spectacular results in life who was what I would now refer to as low energy. I barely see that still. So I started to put two and two together, and I'm like, hang on. Either I can give in to others' opinions about what I should do and who I am, and they will be happy, and I'll be momentarily safe, but I will be low energy. Or I do start doing more of what truly gives me energy. I had low energy for my wife. I had low energy for my children. I had low energy. And low energy is a terrible state to live in, because you can't create spectacular. People are attracted to people with higher energy, believe it or not. And higher energy doesn't mean you're standing on top of the mountain and shouting. No, that's not what I'm saying. And it's not the traditional form of energy that you can run or anything. I'm not saying that either. It's a state of being in which energy, you're able to produce energy, you're able to transfer energy, you're able to create energy, and you have a decision to live more of the time in higher energetic states. But that's not possible, by the way, if you don't understand your values. Because when you actualize more of your true values, you get access to energy, which is not dependent on food. How about that? People think energy comes from food, that has some truth in it. But please don't think for a moment that I can stand here for days and days and days on end and only get energy from food. If anything, when I eat something, it slows me down a little bit, because now the energy is being used by my digestion process. So where is this energy coming from? And so I was doing studies on ancient Hawaiian teachings, and one of the things they said, that it was so simple yet profound. If something gives you energy, do more of that and watch what happens. If something drains your energy, reduce it. So you ought to look at that. If you want to be more at cause, if you want to take more of your control of your life, I'm not saying do it overnight. Identify it and start making the changes. Step by step by step. Start moving in that direction. I promise you, you'll find yourself there. It's exactly what I did. And does that involve what is traditionally referred to as sacrifice? Maybe. I don't even call it a sacrifice. You have to give up something. I stopped going to barbecues and stopped going to lunches and dinners where these people just drained my energy because they laughed at me because I had gluten-free. That put me down. So that was draining my energy. I didn't like the fact that they talked behind other people. It was draining my energy. So I had to gradually block all that out. Yeah, some may have gotten offended, but I found life. And yes, because you spend a lot of hours at work, you may have to consider this. You may have to consider mana, life force energy. Your role is to create energy to produce what you want to produce, to live the way you want to live. Surround yourself with people and nature elements that give you energy. Please, if you haven't considered this, if you are considering it, that applies to you, move where there is more sun and water and air, obviously. Be closer to the elements. You're not a tree. You're going to have to make some decisions about your life. Have a look at what gives you energy. I'm not asking everybody to move to the beach, but water, air, energy, because whenever you're low energy, you have surround yourself with things that if energy is becoming a value in particular for you, notice what happens to you when you're in here. Notice what happens to you when you're around me, when you're around anime. There's some signs in there. Don't ignore them. Is it people and community? Is it learning? Or is it energy? Or is it a combination? It could be argued that in the context of one of those six areas, that this is one of your values. I mean, how do you convince yourself to be here for 13 days? I'd like to know that. Tell me, someone wants to share with me? How did you persuade yourself? How do you talk yourself into spending 13 days with a guy who's blabbering on? How do you do that?
Thank you for tuning in today. Are you ready to take the next step and find out what's keeping you from reaching your goals and creating the life you want? Go to go.neuromastersacademy.com/gs-lp for a free transformational mini workshop with Reg. See you next week.